Third week of the off-season program, so we really just got out here and knocked the rust off a little bit, getting the guys orientated to the way we're going to go about the business, and we'll build on it each day. We'll do a little bit more tomorrow, a little bit more on Thursday, and off we go. With that, we'll open up the questions.
What might be some of the keys to going about your business?
Some of the keys to going about our business, we want to train the way we play, and that's key. So we're going to start each day working on fundamentals. Whether it's taking care of the Duke or LT and Snead, we'll have a period blocking and tackling every day, and we'll have a period taking care of the football. Yeah, you know, accountability is something, obviously, it starts with me and ends with me, but it's something we want to build throughout the locker room as well. We want to have guys hold each other accountable for their actions. It's good to have a solid locker room there, and we think we're off to a good start.
What's the progress report on Cruz?
Victor, he looks good. He's moving around. He's doing a lot of things. He's certainly ready to go if we need him to go today, but he's going to go when we deem him ready to go.
Would you put him in any of these drills in the next 2 days? Or?
Again, you know, Victor, he's come a long way, and we're going to take small steps with him. Again, third week of the off-season program, we don't want to rush into anything there. We're going to take our time, and when he's ready to go, we'll put him back out there when we deem him ready to go.
Man, how much of the ball can you talk about the progress again?
Today, you know, today was just a jog through. It's good to have him here in the off-season program. That's a great start. And being the third week into it, we'll have to see. We'll have to get out there and we'll have to do some offense versus defense where he has a chance to work and do those types of things. But he's already ahead of the game compared to last year.
It looked like he was wearing a different one.
Oh, that's something you'd have to talk with him talk with him about.
How do you approach this? Differently than maybe the other?
2005 and 2006, I was a part of one, but the rules have changed a little bit since then. You know, and again, being the third week of the off-season program, the beginning of the third week, we want to be smart. We haven't had a chance to be out here working with them on the field, so we want to take small steps and build a good foundation, and then we knock the rust off today and do a little bit more as we go. Yeah, the building's been buzzing here for a few weeks, and the guys are excited to get back and get going. And I think you felt that out here a little bit today. You know, it was a good first day. Again, we didn't do much out here other than train the fundamentals. We didn't do any offense or any defense, but the guys were into it. They were focused, they were detailed, but again, it's the first day. We have to keep it up.
Michael Thompson and Matt Berhe, they're full cleared as far as you're aware?
Yes.
They go as normal?
They go as we go, yep.
How much have you had to change, if at all, going from the offensive coordinator to the head coaching spot?
I haven't changed at all. I'm going to be myself. I'm comfortable in my own skin, and that's how I approach it.
Did you find yourself, on the field,
when practice started, I was looking for something to do. But I think that's pretty natural in the grand scheme of things. But, you know, you have a chance to get around the defense a little bit more and really the positions other than the quarterback a little bit more than I have in the past 2 years. So that's exciting for me. I found something. and I'll find plenty more. It's been a little bit different. You know, my involvement in the draft is complete now. It's offense, defense, and special teams. So I have responsibilities there. It's something that I'm enjoying the process and I have an opportunity to give some input. And that's exciting moving forward. But my main job and my main, my main role is to coach the team. And that's what I'll do first and foremost.
Anything else?
Who picks the soundtrack?
What's that?
Who picks the soundtrack?
DJ Jazzy Jeff.
Yeah. That's Ed Triggs. He does a great job dialing up some music for us and making sure we keep it at the right rating, which is a challenge sometimes. But he does a great job mixing it in. We'd like to have a little something for everybody out here.
Dan, I think I misheard you about Mitchell. versus something like the game today?
Yeah, Victor's up. Victor is, he's out here. He's running routes. He's working hard, and he feels he's 100%, but we're going to take it slow, and we're going to take small steps. And yes, yeah. And when we deem him ready, we'll put him on the field.
Thank you.